Good morning. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Coming up this hour, we will talk with Manhattan Catholic School Principal Scott Holsoff around 9:30. We'll have Kansas United Way Executive Director Tara Clausen on about 9:45 this morning, talking about ways United Way is supporting the community during the COVID-19 crisis. But we're going to kick things off first. It is our chance to talk once a month with Fort Riley guests, and joining us via phone today, we have Command Sergeant Major Timothy Spikert, Fort Riley Garrison Commander Sergeant Major Lieutenant Colonel Terry Kelly, 1st Infantry Division Director of Public Affairs. I'll introduce them both here. Command Sergeant Major Spikert, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How you doing?
Doing well. And Lieutenant Colonel Kelly, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Brandon. Happy to be with you this morning.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you both on here today, and I know the circumstances are a little challenging for everybody right now. We'll start off things first. Tell us what Fort Riley's doing in regards to this worldwide pandemic we're facing, and what processes and policies have you put in place at this point?
Great question. So, I mean, we're all going through this together, and some of the things that we've kind of implemented here. On March 15th, we started reducing the services and personnel to the activities that were only deemed mission essential on the installation. So, some of the basic things that were happening around here, we decided not to do, and it was only focused on mission essential things. We initiated the stay-at-home order not too long after that, just enforcing that everybody needs to stay home and not mingle or co-mingle, and also limiting the entrance to the installations, not allowing guests just to come on or anybody just come on to travel the installation, only limiting it to mission essential personnel who basically have a job on post or can support a family on post.
All right, so very, very limited movement at this point.
Yeah, extremely limited. Only to the personnel who are really doing the job on protecting the force out here.
Okay, what are Fort Riley's priorities at this point right now?
Well, Brandon, we're describing those as the three P's. So across Fort Riley right now, in our command staff meetings that are happening telephonically as opposed to in person, you hear about the three P's. And the three P's are protect the force, which is our soldiers, civilians, family members, and the local communities; prevent the spread, which is doing our part to prevent the spread, because I think what everyone is coming to realize is it only works if everyone does their part. And then the third P is preserving readiness. So that's within the military, we do need to maintain a level of readiness to answer the nation's call. So as we go through each one of those, protect the force. About a month ago, as the protective measures started to mount, we activated a crisis action team to integrate our efforts across Fort Riley, as well as working with the local community. So Geary County, Riley County, we're tied in with them. We put in place a mandatory restriction of movement for personnel. And so everyone we have returning to the area from outside the local area, 70 miles, goes into a 14-day quarantine or isolation period. For example, we have soldiers who have been out at training at other installations. So when they return here, they self-quarantine. If they're married, have a family, live off post, they self-quarantine at their residence. If they are a single soldier who lives on base, it would be in a barracks we're calling the Victory Hotel. We're equipping personnel with protective equipment. So if you come through the gates now, you'll see they're wearing face coverings, they're wearing gloves, they have plexiglass shields up to maintain a barrier between the people that they're asking screening questions of and checking the IDs and the driver of the car. As far as preventing the spread, So a feature on Fort Riley now is hand washing stations. So we have these set up all across the installation, and it's been interesting to see everyone adapt to these. When we first started putting them out about 3 weeks ago, you sort of saw people walk up to it with that look in their eyes of, well, wait, are we really doing this? And now it's just old hat. You go to the commissary, the PX, you've got family members holding their kids up to wash their hands. Just this morning when I walked into the headquarters, you wash your hands. So it's become a new normal. Other things, we're still operating our dining facilities and our restaurants, but we've gone to grab and go only. So you can still get food, but you can't eat it in a food court like you could before. So those are some of the things we're doing to prevent the spread. And then the third P, preserving readiness, it goes back to those military functions we have to maintain. So, we have soldiers still doing physical fitness, but it's at the individual level or a partner level. It's not a mass formation for morning PT, something like that. Our Combat Aviation Brigade is continuing to execute some of their essential flight operations and critical maintenance so that we maintain that level of readiness. And what people have to understand with that is we can still be called upon by the nation, whether that's to answer a threat overseas or, as you've seen here within the United States, perhaps provide capabilities to civil authorities. So while we have gone to minimal essential manning, there are still some activities happening on Fort Riley.
Well, as far as, we've seen a lot more grocery stores and restaurants nationwide implementing having people wear face coverings. Is that something you're requiring of soldiers and civilians right now?
So not required, but recommended at this point. So there are certain places that we are requiring soldiers and our civilians to do. So the gate is a good example of that. We have those three levels of protection at this point. Soldier has face mask. We have a plexiglass barrier in between soldier and the individual coming in the gate. And then what we're doing is telling the individuals driving through the gate to only roll their window down about 4 inches to put their ID card out. So, that is a location that we're requiring the soldier or security guard to wear a face mask. Also, the commissary and the PX, anywhere that we could potentially be violating a social distancing rule, generally is where we're requiring the patrons or the participants of that to wear face masks. We have not implemented a mandatory everybody wears them because it's not needed at this point. It's only those social distancing issues.
All right, very good. Well, as far as places that are still open, the commissary, post exchange, are those still open there?
They are, Brandon. They are, and they will remain open. We kind of treat those like the Alamo right now. We are preserving those locations. They're much needed for everybody on post, includes some of our off-post retirees and everybody as well. So we're doing everything possible to keep them open, keep them running efficiently and effective.
And I'm reading here, Fort Riley's gone to Mission Essential People and Services. Can you tell us what that means and tell us what's still going on and what you've stopped doing?
So when we talk about Mission Essential, this is specific to the COVID-19 response. And I think across the country, we're seeing this great outpouring of support that we're, Mission Essential might not mean what we thought it meant before a pandemic like this. And so we have to say, first and foremost, we're very grateful to all the first responders, public health officials, medical practitioners that are really keeping our country going right now. And then we also see with Mission Essential, like Sergeant Major was just saying, when you think of something like the commissary, a supermarket, that is Mission Essential to families and people, because this has been going for several weeks and it looks like it'll continue for the foreseeable future. And so having that source of groceries really is Mission Essential in a lot of ways. Specific to Fort Riley and the military, what we also deem as Mission Essential are functions in support of counter COVID-19 operations. So that might be either base services, like keeping our hand washing stations filled or our hospital maintaining critical care capabilities, also the ability to respond if the nation called on us to deploy a capability to support civil authorities. Another mission essential function is the life, health, safety of personnel, and our Department of Emergency Services, our firefighters, our military police have just done an incredible job of maintaining everyone's safety, and it's really essential that we keep that up, both, you know, here on Fort Riley, just as in Geary and Riley counties. It's really essential that we keep those functions going. And then the third category of mission essential functions goes back to that military readiness I spoke of. And, you know, those are where we have to maintain combat readiness in support of global requirements, such as, you know, if we were called upon to counter a threat. As of today, we have not been, but, you know, people need to understand the military still has the duty to protect the nation. So were we called upon to do that, Fort Riley is ready to answer the call.
Yeah, we're talking today with Lieutenant Colonel Terry Kelly, 1st Infantry Division Director of Public Affairs, as well as Command Sergeant Major Timothy Spikert from Fort Riley. And well, I know there's been a lot of changes here. As far as the stay-at-home order is concerned, how is that being enforced on a post, and what is it that soldiers and families can still do?
Okay, yeah, good. So you know, on top of what the governor put out not too long ago, the commanding general issued a stay-at-home order to the entire post, and really, it is effective. You know, we've told families and direct, basically influenced everybody to just stay home. Don't commingle with your friends and with anybody else out there. Stay at home. If you're sick, don't come to work. Don't travel around. I mean, really to reduce this virus and try to get back to the normal life we all want to, staying at home and not going out and talking to everybody and doing things that don't need to be done, you know, with regards to the mission essential things we covered earlier, that's the key. It's just stay at home and we'll get through this together.
Hey, Brandon, you know, another question we get a lot under the stay-at-home order is, well, what about exercise or outdoor activity? And under Fort Riley stay-at-home order, similar to the county and state orders, outdoor recreation is permitted as long as you maintain social distancing and, you know, the increased hygiene measures that we've seen the CDC recommend. So getting outdoors, biking, hiking, walking, you know, all that is really great stuff, and it is still authorized and encouraged. We just got to maintain the social distancing. So that may mean, you know, family groups stay together as a family group. And, you know, if you're going to greet your neighbors or your friends, you do so from a safe distance and, you know, avoid interpersonal touch, you know, hugs or whatever the way you may have previously. So it's really critical that you still get out and get that exercise. You just got to do it in the right way.
All right. Again, talking with Fort Riley officials here, we're going to take a quick timeout, and we'll continue our conversation after a break here. As soon as I get Dave flagged down here, we will take a break. Back with more here on News Radio KMAN.